This is The Record. I'm Steve Scherr. Seattle grew faster than any other American city last year. And with more people scouring the region in search of somewhere to live, sad reality is there just isn't enough affordable housing to meet the demand. Affordable, by the way, can be officially calculated. HUD, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, says that an affordable home is one that costs no more than 30% of a person's income. So people have to come up with strategies, like squeezing the budget or the living space. This week, we're documenting the quest to afford a place to live in our series, Game of Homes. Strategy 2, shrink. Not yourself. You sacrifice space for cost. There's even a trendy word for it, micro-housing. Many of these micro-homes are in the city's most dense neighborhoods. Producer Hannah Byrne and I went to Capitol Hill to find one. They weren't that hard to find. They're not that small. And like most trips to high-density areas, though, the visit began with a quest for parking.
I thought I saw a spot.
The very same density that makes it so hard to park. That's what Carlton Blackburn loves about his home. He calls it an urbanite's dream.
So basically it's like a pod vent. It's like peas in a pod. So there's like, I think, 6 or 8 of these towers all the way around the building.
Oh, I see.
This is the other side of the building. Now, I live here. Do you want to see the patio first, or do you want to go in?
Let's go in there.
So this is the basic size of most apartments.
How would you describe this size? Like, if your mom called you up and said, where are you living?
Mm-hmm.
And how big is it? What would you tell her? How could she relate to it?
I don't know how many square feet. I tell people it's like living out of a hotel room.
That's fair enough.
You know, you've got your kitchenette, you got your fridge, your microwave.
Not a full-size fridge, a smaller size fridge.
Yep.
Cabinet space above.
Yep.
Bookshelf, CD.
Yep. I kind of have a lot of IKEA helps.
And this couch folds out as your bed.
That is a roll-out couch, yeah.
It rolls out, and then what happens?
So that pad folds over.
Oh.
So, I mean, that's the thing. Your space becomes, so then it becomes a bedroom, right? So it's either a living room or it's a bedroom or there's space to move around.
Did you play around with furniture in here for a long time?
Yeah, I think I've kind of come to the point where this is kind of the best setup for an apartment. I did move around. It's also very functional, right? I had the TV over here, but you keep walking by it and you're hitting it, so you want to get that out in the right spot. Yeah, you do. The placement of things is very important.
Well, you do have it pretty cleared away. You don't have many things.
Right.
Table, 2 tables. 3 tables with the TV on it, a chair, a lamp.
Enough is a banquet.
What, did you study philosophy in school?
Nah. it's kind of the philosophy of an apartment.
What do you do here? Like when you're, is this home in the same way it was home when you were, did you live in a house with your parents?
Yes.
Suburban house.
I mean, you know, what is this? A 44-inch TV. I can watch TV. I can, you know, hang out at home. But I think the point of apartments as well is that you are I'm in Capitol Hill. I'm 3 blocks from my job. If I want to get together with friends, I go to a restaurant. I go to a coffee shop. I go enjoy what the city is.
Well, what would you do if you had a spouse? You wouldn't stay here.
There are, the double deckers would be functional for that. If all of a sudden I was given a house, what would I do with it? The idea of filling things up with crap. And I am a true minimalist in the sense that I don't like to have a lot of stuff.
So no suburban home when you're rolling in the
absolutely
dough?
Absolutely not, no. No, absolutely not. And I don't care to ever own a car again. I have a good driving record. I rent a vehicle once in a while, but ugh, I'd hate to ever own a car.
Do you know your neighbors?
There are a number of people who've been here long term. I recognize. Do I interact much with neighbors? I don't know.
You have that social kitchen.
Most of my cooking I do in my own apartment.
I mean, I asked because we went to a communal house.
Oh, okay.
So people had bedrooms about this size.
Right.
But then they had shared duties in the kitchen.
No.
You guys don't have that. Do you feel you miss anything from that?
Nothing like that, no. The social thing, I mean, do I miss a roommate? I don't know. It's nice to have your own space and you know.
What should they do instead of having a communal kitchen, do you think? If you wanted to have a sense of the building community.
The moment you start putting full-on kitchens in these spaces, the price does go up. There is a certain balance of yeah, at a certain point, okay, if this price got so high, I might as well go spend $1,000 and live in a full sized. And I don't feel the need for a communal, you know, this isn't a hippie house. I don't feel the need to all gather in the kitchen and talk about our day. You know, there is the Seattle sense of not imposing, you know, hey, it's good to see you. You're my neighbor, but, you know, I'm not going to push my way into your world. That's okay.
Why are you living here? Why this place? Is it the affordability function or something else?
Well, both. Affordability, yes. I mean, when I moved from Terrazza to Altura, I did look around at other studios. I knew I wanted to live alone. Studio-wise, I was looking at, you know, right now I'm $750. I was looking at $900 on stuff that was grungy and dark, and it just was not.
Yeah.
So what I realized was it's cheaper to be here, and this is new, it's fresh. They have cleaning service twice a week that goes through the public areas. Really, you'd have to start paying $1,000 before you actually got something that would be better than this.
Do you consider this affordable housing in Seattle?
Ooh, it's affordable these days. It's all, I mean, it's getting expensive no matter what. But I would say this does touch on some affordability. You can work and afford an apartment. Yeah.
May I ask, what do you pay?
This is $750.
$750 a month. No, you don't have to pay for. You don't have a parking space, but you also don't have to.
Yeah, utilities are included. It is more affordable. The option is: do you live in an apartment, live alone, or do you have a roommate?
Do you recommend this to people?
I absolutely recommend it. There is also, it kind of forces you to think in a very minimalistic way of what you actually need, what you don't need. There's a good philosophy to just kind of keeping your, I kind of find it funny with all the environmental issues going on, overpopulation, all this kind of thing, that apartments were even a controversy in Seattle. There was all that battle about it. I think this is good living. I think the carbon footprint is small. I think if we're not going to use the term rent control, then we need to allow developers to do what they do, and that is to provide something to the market that exists. And there is a market for people that want to live in Seattle and not own a house, not buy a condo, not spend $1,500 on an apartment, and that market needs to be met.
And Carlton fits that market to a T. Minimalist, urbanist, all the ists. Carlton found affordable housing by sacrificing space, though he doesn't seem to see it as a sacrifice. This week, we're documenting the quest to afford a place to live in our series, Game of Homes. Today, we're on strategy 2, shrink. Earlier this hour, we heard from Carlton Blackburn, who's living in a space just barely the size and feel of a hotel room. Clean, modern, compact. A microhouse known as an apartment. His next home, Hannah Byrne and I visited, is also a small space. Modern, sterile, no, that's not the style.
Well, a little bit on the gritty side. Nobody's out measuring the lawn. It's a piece of Americana that's faded away. I sent a friend some pictures, and he said it was straight out of Norman Rockwell, and it is.
That's Dave Martin.
We're at the University Trailer Park in Lake City at my house. This is it. It's a 50-foot trailer with a carport area that's about 35, 40 feet.
Dave's trailer is number 26. It's robin's egg blue with tan siding, and Dave's built an attachment on the side, a simple covered structure with a corrugated plastic roof. That's where we sat down with Dave.
Sit there, I'll sit here.
Cool.
How much room is the trailer? How big is the trailer?
It's 12 feet wide, and then there's a tip out here that's 3 feet.
So let's see, if I did the math, 50 by 12... 600 square feet?
That's oh, right. Really? I think it's bigger than that because I had, something under 200 square feet in an Airstream, lived there for 5 years.
Where was the Airstream park?
Just in this park. So this came up for sale and everybody told me to go for it and, well, it's nice. I paid about $4,000. The rent here is $400. And I think you'd be hard-pressed to find this kind of space in town. I don't even know what the rents are now. 400 almost sounds like a lot to me, but that's that's been a while, so we could at least triple it.
Yeah.
Or more.
So how long have you lived in Seattle, and how long have you lived in this trailer park?
I'm here, but I've been away back east, Hawaii, other places, a bunch of years, and I've been back in Seattle this last time, since 89. I moved here 2005, 8 years, 9 years.
Would you give me an explanation of why you have chosen to live here in a trailer park in Seattle?
I was working at the Seattle Art Museum, and, this was a bus hop away, and the rent was good.
Why do you think you live in a trailer, park, as opposed to a condo, a house, sharing an apartment, or your own apartment?
I liked the apartment I had for 14 years, but, you know, one thing I did miss was just opening the door and having your private entrance. And what I like about it are, I mean, you know, the trees, things are allowed to grow a little bit longer, and, you know, it's not totally neat, and, you know, very satisfying to have that simplicity, you know, not get tied down to too much. And I don't know, that this is... this is special, I think.
You know, some people living in a trailer might feel like, oh, I'm not settled because it's a trailer. And, you know, this thing's up on blocks, but I think I saw some wheels as well. Okay. Do you feel settled here?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I just feel this is my best stab at the American dream, really.
Now, so, is that a hopeful stab at the American dream? Or?
Well, I don't want to go anywhere.
We're at Dave Martin's house, which is at the trailer park in Lake City. Do you think this is an affordable housing solution for the city? Spaces like this, if they were scattered about the city?
I do, and we have we sit on an environmentally sensitive area, being near Thornton Creek.
So you think this has lower impact than if there was a big building here?
Lower impact and low income that might give us a chance, you know, with I feel like an endangered species, you know, along the creek.
We're surrounded by apartments, and many of them look like they're lower rent apartments, but boy, they could probably fit a few apartment buildings on this space and increase the number of people that live on this space. Would that be, but I don't know if they'd be able to get as affordable a space.
Oh, probably not. No, definitely not. I mean, $400 a month rent, you're paying, well, you can get a trailer for next to nothing, or you can drive in on your $200,000 jacuzzi in the back.
If the city council said, Dave Martin, what's your opinion? Should we have more trailer parks in town?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think there are places where, I mean, somebody made the comment that living downtown, the rent is about what you'd pay for storing your car downtown. That's true.
The rent here?
Yeah. But I've told a number of artist friends downtown, you know, they're complaining about the rent, they don't have enough space, and kicked out of this or that loft and moving further out, and I tell them about the trailer park, they didn't know too much of a stigma attached to that, and not a single one came out.
What is that stigma?
What is the stigma? Trailer trash? Well, you know, we do have a little bit of that.
When you tell people that you live in a trailer park, how do people respond?
I think most of the people know me. I mean, know that there's a lot to be gained with having this kind of space. You can't find this downtown. And
hey, can we take a little walk? I wanted to ask you about something.
Now, doesn't this take you back decades?
Yes, I feel like I am back decades. I'm back in the 50s, and this would be also like about camping. This is like a campground.
Yeah, yeah.
It has much the feel of a campground, but with much older trees, so much shadier and
hard,
nicer.
Hard to find in Seattle. But
no kidding. I mean, there's Lake City up there. And here's this trailer park.
Yeah, a lot of people pass by and never know it's here because of this line of maple trees.
Yeah, I love that. Here's my only question. Are people friendly or unfriendly in this place?
Oh, I think generally maybe they might be a little scared with a microphone, and we just passed a few of the questionable people.
Shadier characters.
Yeah.
You are a little bit cheek by jowl here. I mean, you're pretty close to your neighbor.
Yeah. Yeah, and look at this. I mean, the footprint is very tiny. It's big enough for a car, a barbecue maybe in the front, and a couple plants and the trailer. What more do you need?
What more do you need? Dave Martin seemed content. He's happy where he's living. For $400 a month, why shouldn't he be? Because one thing we can all agree on, $400 in rent in Seattle, where you have some trees and a little bit of fresh air and a place to park your bike, that's affordable for a lot of people. If you found a way to afford your housing, we want to hear about it. Tweet us at #GameOfHomes. Give us your pictures. Share your thoughts. Tomorrow we'll hear from two sets of people who have made their housing more affordable by getting roommates. Lots of roommates. Tune in tomorrow for Strategy 3, Share. Next in our series, Game of Homes. This is The Record. I'm Steve Scherr.